Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't begin to tell you how exciting a day this is. So much going on in the world of Mike O'Mara Showland. It's just incredible. I must say it's a special day. We've got anniversaries.
Yes.
We've got milestones. We've got a contest. We have one of our own achieving an astonishing accomplishment.
Yes.
That we're going to talk about today. This is a big day in the world, and I just could not be more excited about it. And I just don't know where to begin, I must say.
Are we going to have time is the question.
Well, we have full 80 minutes, I must say.
I don't know if we are going to be able to get it all in here. Let's get the business out of the way. The business is, we had a contest. Do we have the promo for the contest?
I have something better for it. I do.
Ah, okay.
I like Let's Mike. See.
The I Like Mike Z-Shift Air Fryer Shelly.
You remember the basis of the contest was to drop an email, send it in, and tell us why you like Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I Like Mike Z-Chef Air Fryer Shelly.
And the Z-Chef Air Fryer, it's a healthy air fryer.
Yes.
Delicious food with less oil. I'm holding it in my hand. It's so hefty.
Well, it's solid because that says quality.
Yeah.
Heavy packaging quality.
And
yeah,
lead.
We'll go with that.
Remember that for a while, they were actually putting pieces of metal inside TV remote controls.
Yes.
Because right. People thought if they felt heavier, they'd be better.
Yeah, whatever. Let me do this.
Then I can play this again.
Please.
The I Like Mike Z-Shift Air Fryer Shelly.
Can you see this?
Yeah.
Do they teach you that here?
Brad.
All right, do you see this?
Yes. Yes. Got a pen? You're writing on the
box.
Oh,
my God. He's my autographing it.
Autographed. Priceless.
Wow.
Something that had a value.
Isn't that incredible?
Is now priceless.
And we have proof because we saw him do it on video. It's not like Liddy's machine.
Yes.
No, this is the real deal.
Sotheby's, here we come.
And it's not like I did it.
Here's something even more personal.
Yeah.
My wife will mail it to you.
Woo! Yes. Yes, she will.
I like Mike.
Let's get the winner.
All right. Do you want to hear a couple runners up? We had, I think I have six finalists here. We had about
finalists. Wow.
Hundreds and hundreds of emails poured in. Many of them are brief. Let me go through them quickly. This is not the winner. Dear TMOS, I don't like Mike O'Mara.
Oh.
Okay.
I love Mike O'Mara.
I love
Mike O'Mara because he inspires me. I am 53 and going through a divorce, and Mike has inspired me to go out and find a young, beautiful blonde to be my future bride.
Okay.
Smoking hot mother-in-law optional. And I bought a motorcycle.
Oh, very good.
That's from Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, Rich. But he's fat. All right, that's good. Okay, what else do we have?
This is another runner-up, not a winner. All right, I like Mike because he got me through some incredibly tough times, including losing three family members in 18 months. He has done an impression of me in three different ways. He liked the show intro music that I recorded. He is a wicked good mimic. He speaks his mind. He drinks months. No, there are allergies.
You sound very
allergy. There's lots of pollen.
It's horrible.
Like red alert, Mike. Red alert.
Oak is and ash trees. Yes.
Okay.
He gave me a hockey trophy, but the reason number one that I like Mike is Carla.
Ooh.
Signed Dirk Vastrick.
Dirk, you rat bastard.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's another runner-up.
What do we have, three people in our audience that participate in friggin' everything?
Well, these are just runners-up.
Why did you include a Dirk?
These are just runners-up.
Give it to me unvarnished. How many total entries did we get?
I think we had about 50.
That's strong.
Oh, so we got 50 and you put Dirk in the top six?
Got a soft spot for the P1.
I liked the P1 and I liked his punchline. This is a great runner-up. This was almost a winner.
I love Dirk.
It reads,
Dirk.
Dear TMOS, I would like to win the 2,000 pennies because I think Mike is nice. Sincerely, Alan Wenzel, P.S. Hi, Rob.
We ran some rough numbers. 2,000 pennies does not weigh that much.
No, we could do it.
Yes.
We could do it.
Roughly 22 pounds.
Okay.
That's special. All right.
Stacy Licata writes, good afternoon. I like Mike because he's funny. Anger turns me on, and I have daddy issues. Thanks, yeah. Stacy Licotti.
Well, you're gonna get it in about a second here because Rob picked the winner.
Go time.
All right, this was almost the winner.
You get that, right? You get that. This is all here
we
Rob.
Go.
This was
this
almost
is
the
all
winner.
Rob, no wonder I'm getting pissed off. Yes, what?
It comes from George Costas, and it says, "Why I like Mike."
Is this the winner?
No, this is the first runner up. He almost
okay.
made it.
All right.
Why I like Mike? Sweet thighs.
There you go.
Thighs hey, for,
do
thighs
me
for
favor,
days.
Yeah.
Put that off to the side because I will
nice.
Determine.
All right.
Is the winner someone you know?
No one. It's a name I didn't even recognize.
That's good. Okay. That's good. That's
and
wonderful.
This was clearly the winner from the word go. This is such
okay.
a great letter as
all right,
we play
good. I'm
this
ready.
Beautiful game.
Play the
thing.
I like
yeah.
Mike Zisha Air Fryer Challenge.
Here we go.
All right. I like Mike because the old network bigwigs don't approve. And sure, maybe he doesn't look the part. He's not svelte. He doesn't look comfortable on camera. He doesn't understand what's going on in the news. He's not likable. He doesn't get along with people or have a straight nose. When he goes to work, he doesn't leave his house and he answers his phone during broadcast. I guess he doesn't fit the mold. He doesn't wear the latest clothes, even ones that don't reek. He doesn't change his underwear or marry women his own age. He's not buff. He doesn't have firm breasts or real hips. But for the time being, I guess the network enforcers who are opting for his reproach until Joe Consumer tells them he'd rather have 2 cents for DJs who don't make babies cry and don't eat ice cream cones in the elementary school parking lot and don't buy snowblowers with show money and never use them. He has his flaws, but I like Mike. Signed, Andy Bravick, Killeen,
yeah.
Texas.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There it
now,
is.
We do have a phone number for him if you'd like to try
Let's
to call,
call
him.
Call Andy. That, yeah. Oh, how can you? That is just spectacular.
You see, you had no faith in me. You had no faith.
You're right. You're right. I take it all back, Rob Spiewak. I will say this, Andy. I shouldn't like that, but what does it say about my abnormal personality where you have basically raked me over the coals and I am unhinging my jaw laughing?
I thought it was
that
marvelous.
Is spectacular. That is wonderful. He doesn't have real hips.
That was my favorite part. Yeah,
that's awesome. So we're calling
it doesn't matter.
That's okay. Don't need to talk to him.
All right.
The letter was good. Yeah, it would be a disappointment.
He could do nothing but step down from now.
Exactly. Andy is the winner. Andy Bravick is the
Bravick
winner
of Killeen, Texas.
Bravick of where is he from?
Killeen, Texas.
Killeen, Texas. Mm. Wow. That's a wonderful. That he will be. Boy, that's going to be postage. All right, we're going to be sending that to Andy.
Pennies and, might have been cheaper.
Yes, you will get your air fryer before Christmas, or my name is not Mike O'Mara. That'll
it's,
be, I'll
it's
get
May.
That right out to the fans. Huh?
May. Why can't he get
yeah,
it?
I got, you don't think I got a calendar? Okay, business boy. All right, that is so very, very exciting. Moving on to our next order
oh,
of business.
Kill the contest music.
Our boy, you may have remembered Oscar Santana. It seemed like 20 years ago, but it wasn't all that long ago that he had nose to the grindstone and went out and grabbed himself an MBA.
Right.
An MBA that has benefited this show like you would not believe. It is a delight to have somebody with all of his knowledge putting it into our business operations on the podcast, and he's also exploring other opportunities and constantly entrepreneuring out there. And it got recognized last night by a wonderful organization, and I'll muck it up if I talk about it. So, Oscar, I want you to give us the details and share with our listeners exactly what you got. It was a big deal last night.
Guys, against all odds, your very own...
Turn his mic up a little bit.
Oscar Santana, mm-hmm. otherwise known as Oscar Ceballos, has taken home, on behalf of our family and Podcast Village, the Robert H. Smith School of Business, Dingman Center for Entrepreneurship, 2018 Alumni Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
This means so much, because... As I told you on and off air, I did not think this was going to happen.
Yeah, because you were honored to be, and we made a joke about the fact it's an honor to be nominated. Yes, and you weren't expecting anything.
We were already hatching the exit strategy that he wasn't going to win, but it was still an honor.
Was your bride there last night?
She was there. I did not invite my mom because I thought I was going to lose, and I didn't want her to be there when I lost.
How come you didn't win?
I understand.
Well, I didn't want to drag her out of the house and be like, hey, enjoy the apps afterwards as we celebrate what is our family. But also, I wanted her to, like anybody, you mitigate your risk. You're like, I don't want her to come out for this, because we were going up against, and just to give somebody, give you guys a little more context, this is not just for my class. This is for all alum of the business school, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We were going up against.
This can go back years and years and years.
There was a nominee from
2005. It doesn't matter when you graduated. It matters what you've achieved.
Yes. Exactly.
They picked you.
Yes, which was massive. And
all the people in the world, they picked you.
Shannon.
Look at his feet.
when they called my name, I hesitated for a second because I was like, and then Shannon like kind of pushed me off my seat, and I was like, oh, all right. So
did they mention all that? Was it just like an Academy Award thing where they mentioned all the other people?
They mentioned them, and then they roll off like why and what. And what I've come to find out, it is voted on by the board, right?
Okay, the board of regents, the board of trustees,
the board for the Dingman Center for Entrepreneurship, right? Which is,
and these guys don't mess around.
Almost
Mike.
30 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they decide per your merits and what you've done. What was also interesting is that after I won, like there, while you're kind of in this haze of like, this is crazy, this is happening,
had to be a little surreal.
Surreal.
Yeah.
That,
did you have a speech ready?
No, I.
Good
really,
evening,
I
ladies.
No
and,
chance.
Good evening, ladies and germs.
Are you expected to speak after
well,
you win?
Well, this is the thing. I could have spoken, but the winners before me, they were just humble and they thanked everybody and walked right off. Right.
Okay. So then that's you. That's your.
They
cue.
Set yeah, precedent.
You
know, yeah.
Give a speech.
Yes,
you know?
I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to make it all about me. Right. It was just about. Let's.
And besides, if you thought you were going to win, I would have prepped you with some great zingers. Wouldn't it be great if he did it, but he went up to like Dean Martin style roast jokes to the people
Man,
on the
what
board?
What a great room this is. All right.
Last time I saw a head like that was on a bottle of beer. But seriously,
thank
folks.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. You must have been something before the electricity. All right. Fantastic. Glad to have you all here tonight.
Dingman, that's an old word. It means take my money. All right? It's wild.
What I think was truly telling, and I think we spoke offline last week about this, Mike, is I really thought it was just an honor to be nominated, though we joked about it, because of the distance between graduation and now. We're talking about 2 years, right?
Long time.
And I've seen in the past people be nominated multiple times and not get the nod. So it speaks highly of our team here and what we do at Podcast Village and how hard we work. And I say the proverbial we's because without your support, this couldn't have happened. So I thank you as well. But yeah, I'm on cloud nine.
You should
didn't
be.
Didn't expect it.
Do you think one of the reasons that the voting fell in your favor is the speed in which Podcast Village came to be?
I think that has a lot to do with it, but I also believe that within that time, and we talk about giving back to the community, it's all about giving back to the community, right?
Because
the Dingman Bootstrap, the podcast that I started right out of school, that was built simply out of the vision and the want to give back to entrepreneurs out there that weren't spending $120,000 to go to business school, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are all these concepts that people were sharing and continue to share on that show that are priceless.
Yeah.
So it's a testament to you guys, to Mike, to everybody to say, you saw I was doing that project and you didn't even blink. You said, that's wonderful.
Well, it is, but I go back on that. And this goes back to... this is an interesting thing that I'll discuss here because it goes back to my relationship with Oscar and how it's developed. And the reason I didn't blink, and it's not everybody else, it's me. It's the reason I didn't blink when Oscar's been doing all these projects is because loyalty and trust is something that does not happen overnight. And it is something that... when you are in an environment that facilitates lack of trust, which is broadcast radio, it's just the way the nature of the beast.
Right.
It is literally stocked with some of the greatest cowardice I've ever seen in men. and women, but mostly men that I dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And so because that was my life, that was my career, and I'd been, I don't like the word victim, but because I'd experienced that kind of cowardice where, and what do you, you know, you might say, what do you mean by cowardice? What I mean by cowardice is people not hitting you right in the face with something, not letting you know what you need to know, not letting you know what your shortcomings are, not letting you know where you stand. And that's what I came from. And so when Oscar and I started this project together, the podcast with Rob and with some other guys, and then to have that kind of have some upheaval right in the middle of it, my trust issues were significant and still are to a yeah. very, but with Oscar in particular, I've grown out of it, and I haven't grown out of it because of me. I've grown out of it because of him. And so he's able to do these projects now, and where I used to be kind of possessed by it, just going, where are you now? Why isn't he here? Why is it? He demonstrated his commitment to what we do here. And he is able to place the seeds of entrepreneurship and all these other products, projects, while still maintaining his commitment to this program. And because of that, I not only have gone from not being concerned about Oscar, but to feeling like I had a kid do something last night.
Mm-hmm.
It really felt, that's the way it felt. And Oscar will tell you, 5 years ago, I would have said, okay, great. What is that? How does that impact me?
Right.
You know, because I've been so bitten in the ass by people that aren't courageous and
genuine
and the broadcast. And Oscar, you know, if one thing, he hits you right in the nose with it, and he's a pain in the ass like we all are on a certain level, but he gives it to you straight.
Mm.
And I don't, you know, I don't sweat it. Our relationship has grown, and it's because you lay it on. It's communicating. It's communication. We're in the communications business. But so to see that you've done this with Podcast Village is great, and I think it's wonderful. And when you talk about community, we don't talk about Podcast Village that much on the show, but the reason he's talking about community outreach is because this is not only a business venture, but this is something that enables others to create their own business
mm-hmm.
ventures.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now that you mention that, I'm guessing that played a large role in getting this honor.
It did. I think the tipping point for the honor and really the nomination was the last time the staff or the host for the Bootstrapped cast was in studio. Podcast Village was buzzing.
Right.
And they saw how we were giving women, minorities, new broadcasters, seasoned broadcasters, opportunities to work with each other, but also grow.
Yeah.
And I think that's at the core of what every entrepreneur should strive for, is that we are working to build something that builds other people up.
Yeah. And those people listening to us right now, you probably already know this, but there might be some of you that are new to this this medium. This is what you got. This is the best levels of talent, the best ingenious programming, the most variety, the most niche that you can find what you want. You're in a zone now because you have taken the time to educate yourself as to how this content is delivered, and it's not rocket science, but there's a process involved.
Sure.
Welcome to what really is the future. And what's stunning is to watch these broadcast companies that still don't get it because they can't get out of their way, their own way with that. And we're very, very thrilled. Do we struggle? We struggle every day.
Mm-hmm.
We struggle every day. There's a reason we tell you about Amazon. There's a reason we tell you about the bonus shows. But the struggle is just wonderful to me. I mean, I feel as though I am a baby DJ that just started doing it again. And when I come into the studio, it's great. And one of our own, when they achieve something, or one of our own, when their kids like Julia achieve something, I've come to a spot in my life where that gives me a tremendous amount of satisfaction. And, you know, it's great. It's really great. I'm not sure if Carrie got some award I'd be. I mean, I have to be honest. Hey, I'm not sure I would really be.
Don't worry about
thrilled,
it.
You know, but Ted Patterson would, but I wouldn't.
Don't worry about Carrie ever winning an award.
Okay.
You know, and you needn't worry.
But you know what? I lie because I joke, and I will tell you there was somebody that wrote a post about Carrie and the job she did in her retail environment, was this glowing review. And Carrie, in spite of the way you've treated me, I was happy for you.
I was happy
because it's Rob's life, and I was happy. And was I was it, happy but when was, she got the job at the school system, too.
But you were happy with an asterisk?
No, not really. No, I wasn't.
No, I know you were.
No, you believe that.
It was
you
a joke.
Believe that
it was simply a joke.
He yelled at me again today. Back to me. Back to me.
Yeah. Wow, you got the whole thing figured out, huh?
Yeah, back to you.
Rob said, he said, and Rob was sweet when I walked in. He said, You have just something to award an effective award.
I said, yeah. I said, come on in, sit down. You are now an award winning broadcaster.
And I said, hold up. I am not. I don't want to disrespect or by in one way or another tarnish broadcasters that are award winning. I have not won an award for broadcasting.
But to be fair, what I was doing like a real. Like you would see in like a magazine ad, and they would say,
"You're doing wordplay."
Yeah, he didn't win an award for broadcasting, but he has won an award.
It's like being a doctor, not a medical doctor.
One of the most brilliant things that Jack Diamond ever did in 1981. That's how long I go back when I was working at that radio station. Jack Diamond. In 1981, WYRE was 81 AM, and so Jack Diamond did our station ID, the 1981 Station of the Year, and he justified it because it was 81 WYRE.
That's pretty brilliant.
There you go. It was brilliant. And then that was followed by your AccuWeather and Tide timetable brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Clubs Association station.
Did he sit you down and say, listen, O'Mara, no one can question
it. Been here the whole time. Don't bang any of the employees.
But anyway, Oscar, so what about the... And we're running super late. What about the hardware? What about the... Did you get anything? Did they give you a crystal? A pack?
I have a crystal at home.
Is it a magic crystal?
It's got my name engraved in it. One of those awards you put in an office with mahogany, right?
So it's a glass. That's it's wonderful. A glass trophy.
Yes.
An engraved glass
and,
trophy. Beautiful.
What I wasn't expecting, because there's some real influencers and power brokers and angel investors that I didn't expect to happen is as soon as I walked, the ceremony was over, there was a cocktail hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
The power of that award was palpable because I spoke to three or four people right away who seeked me out and us out.
Sought you out.
Sought me out. Seeked. I'm an idiot.
Don't forget, he's still an idiot.
Yes. So I didn't need a bra.
I see someone carrying his trophy out of the office right now based on that.
We're going to have to take that back, sir. Someone's coming around 3 p.m.
What happened to my egg, Oscar?
Your egg. who sought me out. And I didn't know, and it was, tell me more about your company. And it was a quick 2-minute pitch, like wasn't expecting it. I want to hear about, like, tell me now, you have 2 minutes. And then it quickly followed up by, can I come by next week to see your operations?
That's cool.
Surreal.
Yeah.
Absolutely surreal.
That is so
wild. But Oscar, when you mention that, you know I have to say, WIPMIMP.
Yes?
What does that mean?
Will it put money in my pocket? That's it. That's the big one right there. I'm happy for you, but Daddy needs. I need.
Remember
please.
When you we're said we're going to get you some money when we're the podcast of the year.
Podcast of the year. Been here the whole time. What were you going to say?
No, I said what's beautiful about this show, right?
Right.
And our partnership here is that I think Mike said it earlier before he forgot and asked me for money.
Right.
Was that when I win, you win.
Everybody wins.
I know. And we are proud of you. Entrepreneur of the year. That is who's doing the show here.
And you can seek me out through the Mike O'Mara show.
And not to leave anybody out here, Rob, are you going to be doing the Tuscarora football games again this year?
Whole season, man. Whole season.
Yeah!
See?
There we go.
You know what I always say, Mike? A rising tide destroys all the beach houses.
Amen. And Pony, yes. Pony, you're still off the smokes? No cigarettes?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a room full of winners. Start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Black Sog.
$500,000 to win.
Happy hostess.
Lucky Dan. Third race at Riverside.
Hold on, sir.
Oh, there's a jockey.
Get the manager.
What's your problem? I'm putting $500,000 on Lucky Dan to win third race at Riverside.
Can't lay that off in time.
Robert Chuck.
Like that could break us.
Not only are you a cheat, you're a gutless cheat as well.
Cheat.
What are the odds?
4-1.
Pick all of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Honor Roe calling the third race at Riverside Park in Kansas City. The flag is up. And they're off and running. Dr. Twink is going to the front, followed by Lucky Dan, I'm a Dreamer, Orkin, Josie G, Chi-Chi, and Little Star. Around the clubhouse turn, it's Lucky Dan ahead. Into the back stretch, it's Lucky Dan a length. Dr. Twink a half, Orkin ahead, I'm a Dreamer by one, followed by
Sorry, Josie G, couldn't wait. Chi-Chi, Everything going all right?
Around the
you
turn,
got nothing to worry
Dan
about.
Ahead. Dr. Twink a length.
I put it all on Lucky Dan. $500,000 to win.
Into the bar turn, it's Lucky Dan, still a link. Dr.
Twink the next. Please. Please, unlucky. That horse is going to run second.
I'm a Dreamer, a half. Followed by Little Star and Josie G. And it's a driving finish.
There's been a mistake. Give me my money back.
No, I'm sorry. I tell you, there's been a mistake. Give me my money back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a radio show. We are a podcast. We have a great group of listeners. And if you're here, you know that already. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. We've got time-coded bookmarks. We've got great media controls. We've got customized settings. We've got a sleep timer. You can call the show anytime from the app. Download it now at iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. We'll do that for you on Tuesday. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I am stunned by these pro flowers that Carla got last week because these
still
blooms,
hanging in?
More than hanging in. They're just starting to really bloom now, and she's had them for a week. When you send your special mamo pro flowers for Mother's Day, she will be guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. I don't know how they do it, but they do it, and it works, and it's wonderful. Right now, our listeners can send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just use the promo code TMOS. With fresh flowers and guaranteed delivery, plus unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need for a perfect Mother's Day, and Mrs. O'Mara loves hers. They're beautiful.
This is just a pro tip from your friend Oscar Santana. If you have brothers or sisters, or maybe the forgetful ones, send them the link and say use code TMOS. A quick text will help everybody. I do that for my brother and sister all the time. I said, hey,
perfect.
Use this code. Here's the link.
Choose the delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. You can even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day. The only way to get 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. 2,000 shows!
Hey!
Woo! Everybody.
Bring in the mail review.
We've done two shows. We started in the 1800s. We've done 2,000 little shows, and we're so happy. We've done 2,000, and now we're dead. We've done 2,000 shows. We're happy. We're very, very happy. We've done 2,000 shows and we are very happy. 2,000 shows, we're almost dead.
Do you you know how long ago we started this show? When we did show number one, that song was on the charts.
That's right.
That's for true. Right. And you know, yes, if you count bonus there. Programming, nearly 2,300, right?
Yeah.
So, wow. Congratulations, guys. Great
really,
job.
Really, really feels like yesterday when it was 1999.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it feels like I shouldn't have to finance a golf cart. But anyway, that's oh, I'm just
Don't
I'm sorry.
Hey,
60 easy
Don't
payments, and it's yours. That's right.
Don't get happy. Don't get
I actually Don't would like happy. To, in the spirit of 2000, There was some back and forth this morning, Mike, as we had a bit of a late start that was pre-planned, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there are two opinions in the room that say that you should shave your head, and there's another opinion that says you have a pass today for the rules of the 90-day shave your head challenge on TMOS.
Wait, what's going on? What are you talking about?
No, the rules were established.
I want to talk to Mike about this.
All right.
First. I want to hear what's going on. What's going on?
You see, well, I will say this. It has nothing to do with the rules or the content. When these two...
What's going on?
When these two are left in a room and they don't have a lot of stimulation, they talk and they conspire. Pony and Oscar talked after we, you know, did the
about what? What did they talk about? Well, they changed the rules.
We thought it was going to be fitting that today would be the day mm-hmm. that someone shaves their head.
Yeah.
Because it's 2000, a big to-do on air.
The rules of the contest is if there is a predetermined late start, which, yes, I was responsible.
Yes, but it was prearranged.
I had to go see Dr. Del Toro today.
Yes.
Doctor of the Bull.
He is, and he said,
and you got the horns.
He is I adore this physician. This is the best doctor I've ever had on any level. I won't give you his name because I don't give my doctor's name.
But he talks like his cousin Benicio, right?
There you go.
Or does he talk like Newport News shock jock Henry the Bull Del Toro?
No, he does not. He's fantastic. He's great. It's like a one-stop shop. He's a specialist because I got that pulmonary thing. And this is my year follow-up that I go into. But then he covers the sleep apnea stuff. He covers the bronchitis stuff. He's just, it's like a one-stop shop. And it's like the guy is just, I don't know. I guess with a doctor, it's like any other relationship. You can be completely on the same page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's just about 10 seconds ahead of me.
Oh, that's great.
Saying exactly what I need. And usually in the medical world now, you go in and you don't get your questions answered. He's just on it.
Chop shop.
Does he take time with you? Do you feel
like
he takes time?
In his office, the jaded nurses in his office that are all like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. It's like I walk out to the nurse and I said, he's my favorite guy. He's my favorite guy. She said, yep, I heard you. All right.
Wow.
But she's cool too. She's cool in her because she's not over exuberant, which can be a real problem, you know, where they're too happy. So I was late today because of the doctor. And because of late, we have to do another commercial break.
Yes.
Okay, then we shall.
Cliffhanger.
When we come back, I would like to understand what conjuring, what BS, what conspiracy Bloom has happened
Bloom.
Because of this situation. I got my eyes on you.
Bloom.
You shouldn't be backstabbing me because I've reestablished a positive relationship with your mother. We will take a break and we will come back.
He's a gutless chait as well.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, everybody. On the next Political Persuasions, Rudy drops the bomb. The president gets his doctor angry. And can we be happy yet about the situation in North Korea? Oh, that and Chris Freitz talks about how important and powerful he is. That's coming up on the next Political Persuasions with Chris Freitz and Mike O'Mara on the More Network.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, I dropped a name from an article I had read, and Chris Freitz had lunch with a guy like a week ago, and that it's like, okay, he whipped it out during that.
Yeah,
show.
It was one of the greatest moments in the past 20 episodes because you were really pissed.
Yeah, he showed me. You know, I'm trying to make a point by just reading an article online. He goes, "Oh, I talk to this guy regularly. He's a friend of mine." Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Penny, you bet I am. With interest rates on the rise, now is the time to refinance your home so you can take cash out. Let me tell you about Cornerstone First Financial. They are now in D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, Colorado. They know what to do. They can guide you through the refi process, buying, selling, refinancing. All you need is Cornerstone First. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 and find out just how wonderful they are and how easy they are to deal with. They care about you, and you will sense that. That's important when you're doing this.
Yes.
Because you do, in the process of refinancing or getting a mortgage or doing any of that, in many, many circumstances, you feel like you're talking to a computer, not with these guys.
No.
Personal attention from application to closing. You really need to act now. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. All right. You got through that commercial, but I wasn't thinking about it. I was thinking about what's the deal with the headshot? There's no
roll
modification.
Roll up your sleeves, pony.
We had a prearranged late start that we had discussed when we had
exactly, and we ground ruled this. We said in the event of a late start or a modified start, it does not count against the master score.
Okay, that's what Pony and I do not recall within the rules. If you set a new start time and you were late for that start time, we thought it was essentially loser goes home. Like somebody, whoever set the late start time and was late to that start time, you get your head shaved.
But well, I will say,
the start time today was 10 a.m., correct?
Speaking to Mike, you said let's try for 9:30, and that's a soft start.
Let's try for 9:30.
So that's, you know, and if it was essentially going to be a 10 o'clock start, which it originally was.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
And then you said, let's try for 9:30.
You sent a text that said 9:30.
But we had discussed also behind the scenes.
Now, Mike.
That we would just be standing by and ready to go.
I didn't want to do this, but Pony said, look, man, you never held back before. You're no yes man. Mm-hmm. You really got to put your foot down.
You know what? That award has changed you.
All right, so my text comes in, just FYI, boys, I'd really like to start at 9:30 tomorrow, and I think we can do that.
Oh,
that is the
you are vindicated
the
then. You are vindicated. You are vindicated. No. You I win, Pony. You're wrong.
Yep.
I can't believe you brought this up. I should have looked at the evidence.
Okay.
The original start time was going to be 10 o'clock. I said, but I think based on the appointment, then today, I really can't talk about all the hell that broke loose, but it was very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
And yet you still made it.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Off air.
But anyway.
Pony, your side, if you don't mind.
You know, I think what would be fair here is shave half of his head.
I think what would be fair here would be sending you out to Dulles Airport with your meds and sending you to Singapore. Sending you to Singapore, where
that's where you get caned. Only,
that's right.
Yeah, you get caned because of that. It's like, what are these? What are these pills? Cane him! Cane him! No,
Mike,
I said
I've been exonerated.
The thing was 10 o'clock is what I said normally.
And even if you didn't make 10, it's still what we couldn't shave your head based on that because it's modified start time.
Mm-hmm. Your buddy Rob was fighting for you off air before
you
got
here.
He was fighting for you, fighting for your
life. I mean, because today is about togetherness and brotherhood.
2,000 episodes.
And 2,000 episodes. It's not a night of individual awards like last. That's last night, Oscar. That's right.
That's ancient. History.
That's forever ago.
And I didn't even know they were going to call my name.
Yeah,
I walked up there and I didn't say anything.
Oh, now I'm Bullwinkle. Now I'm him.
No, that was Jimmy winning a bartending award.
Jeez.
April 26, 2018. The turbo. Transformer fire.
The Cerritos have a lot to celebrate, Mike.
Oh, that's Herndon. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Herndon.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Well, because Kelsey,
yes,
got her master's degree in
congratulations,
like a rehabilitative physical therapy, kinesiology, science.
Mm-hmm.
And
science.
So good for her. Everybody's just
science.
Good heavens, Miss Cerrito.
Congratulations.
You're beautiful. My wires and test tubes. I want to, because this seems to be a day of thank you. Thanks to Chewy. Is it Ochoa or Ochoa?
Ochoa.
Is it
okay.
Ochoa.
Yeah.
Chewy Ochoa, thank you for the Stroop Waffle booze. I haven't had the pleasure of sipping on it. Well, a lot of people have posted online that there's this liqueur, aperitif, dinner, post-dinner, that is a stroopwafel flavored, I guess caramel flavored booze. And Chewy had it sent down to the wine store down here.
Look at him. How nice.
So it's very, very kind. I really, really appreciate it.
I wonder if that would actually pair well with a stroopwafel.
Well,
or is that too much?
I had a big day today. You know, I had that doctor's appointment at 8:15, so I had to be out there for that. And then I went. He's got three different locations, so I went to the wrong one.
The doctor does?
Because I got out of the house because a car was blocking me. So I got out of the house late, and because I had to like jerry rig my car to get it out of the garage, and it was very, very frustrating. And then I made a wrong decision to go down there, so I was late. I was 15 minutes late for my doctor's appointment.
Oh, man. You lose a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll say, well, we can reschedule you.
Yeah, I didn't. He saw me, so I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
But it was, so it was
But he made you shave your head?
He did not make me shave my head, but I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Yesterday was the first day, if we're putting all our cards at the table.
Right.
Yesterday was the first day where I looked at the clock and I said, it wouldn't be so bad to get my head shaved. And then I looked back at the clock and said, I will not lose this bet. Get up.
You know what? He's dug in, isn't he? Because I thought we would have paid off this bet by now.
I thought so too.
Vegas has moved the line.
By the way, because of this previous discussion, Bloom, you know what I'm going to be reading all weekend?
What?
I'm going to read from, all the Johnny D-bags out there are going to be speculating on me. Well, that's Mike. He doesn't maintain the same standards.
No, it was in the ground rules. Go back and re-listen.
Clarified. If there is a change of start time, the bet does not, the parameters of the bet do not apply.
If you were to call at 8:30 and say, I've got a problem, you have notified us what the bet is not making the, you know what? We might as well establish that parameter right
What's
now.
What's that?
Do we have a parameter for what is the latest that, we can't make it super late.
No, it's 24
hours.
It's
got to be the day before.
It's got to be 24 hours.
Midnight day before. Yes, no, yeah. Not 24 hours.
Midnight the day before.
Midnight, because 24 hours we'd have to declare it during the show.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to be late tomorrow.
Do you want to be included in the, you're never late. Do you want to be included in the bet?
You want a piece of the action?
Here's the deal. I'm never late and my head is shaved.
And he's bald.
So, but I would,
pubes.
I would like, it's only an 80-minute show.
Because you're never late, because you are the most punctual one on the show, and because your head is shaved, we should have a softer, more comedic payoff for the bet if you happen to be late. If you happen
to get into
some traffic. No, I think you ought to put on, makeup.
No.
A makeover?
We have to.
Oh, I'd love to have my eyes done smoky.
A classy toupee he's got to wear
smoky
for a week.
Yeah.
A classy toupee he's got to wear for a week on the show.
Wear a toupee for a week.
A toupee for a week.
Done.
And what I'm saying right now is, please be late. And that will not modify.
That doesn't change.
And the bet between Oscar and I will continue.
Right. Through July 15th.
Oscar and me.
Right. Yeah.
Seek and sought.
Yeah, Oscar and I have a bet between Oscar and me.
Before we go to break here, I do want to mention one thing.
Sought.
What did I post? Let me just go to my post.
Was it about the hockey announcer?
I did. That was in the middle of the game, even though we were losing.
Yes,
I don't say we.
They
were losing. I said Doc Emmerich. And by the way, I've talked to Fried and Rob. I'll mention it to you. We normally have these, but I'd love to get him. On the show, because he is the gold standard. I wrote, even with my team losing, listening to Doc Emmerich is a blast. He is the best sportscaster working in any sport by miles. He is an absolute joy to listen to, and every other guy in the booth should try to be half as good as he is. Then later on...
Boy, you're loving all your doctors today, aren't you?
I like my docs, I do. Later on, in the after the game was over, I said, very familiar game from the Caps. Yes, they lost. Yes, they had better opportunities. Yes, Pittsburgh happened to, just get the golden opportunity again. And now it goes back to Washington, D.C., where hopefully the Spiewak mojo will be on full display, because they're playing Saturday night.
Have to wear red.
Oh, I got my jersey.
Don't play that game.
Got it.
Rob Spiewak, it is probably I think that that's going to determine who the winner is.
Well, I'm very pleased to take that mantle on of responsibility. I will take that.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you're anything but a good luck charm for the Washington Capitals.
Thank you, and we'll for everyone I encounter.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful, and we'll see what happens. So I have that old familiar feeling, and you might ask, well, what are you talking about?
There's the Washington Capitals. No big deal.
I can best describe it with a sound. Here we are.
My tummy hurts.
By the way, Carrie can't make the game. I'm going with Dr. Heimlich. So
Dr. Heimlich is coming. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
Oh, this is Paulie from Brooklyn, and I swore a blood oath to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Now, I've been hearing things that a bunch of you Galvones don't subscribe. So listen to me very carefully. Don't be a stunad and subscribe today. And I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse if you don't. Gabish, forget about it.
That is simple and delicious. That is fantastic.
Remember, that's Paulie who won the fruitcake and gave it to his grandma.
Thank you, Paulie.
Good guy.
That is fantastic. Welcome back to the show. We're getting a lot of inquiries about the greatest toy in the world, and I want to make sure that we let you know about
Little Bits. It's May the 4th, Mike.
Yes.
Little Bits. Littlebits.com. That is what we're talking about. This is a Little Bits complete droid kit. This is like Legos on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
This is Legos
fantastic. To the next level. It's amazing.
It's the coolest thing ever. The kit comes with 6 bits, 20 droid parts, 3 sticker sheets, and a free app. You use it through your phone, and you can control this droid. I put it together with my 4-year-old, and we had a blast. All the circuitry is right in here in this wonderful little droid, and you can see how it looks.
Very cool.
There are all the circuits to it, and it works, and it's fantastic. You can reconfigure your kit in different ways to create brand new droids. The app features over 20 missions to teach your kid different droid missions.
And commands.
Oh, yeah.
And 20 authentic droid sounds from Star Wars films. It's really amazing. And the app features over 20 missions. Meanwhile, your kids are learning to assemble and control electronics with codes and missions. Mm-hmm. It does require a smart device. See website for complete details. My kid is in love with this. Rob's kid is in love with it.
Oh, he loves it.
Because they built it. Michael, in my case, built it with me. They control it. That's why they love Little Bits. And visit littlebits.com/TMOS for $10 off a droid inventor kit. Get the Toy Association 2018 Toy of the Year for your kids and inspire invention. littlebits.com/TMOS. That's littlebits.com. A lot of people say, what's the, you're talking all about it. What's the website? littlebits.com/TMOS for $10 off a droid inventor kit. And remember to enter the TMOS at, in the place.
At checkout.
At checkout.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. The thing.
My Lyft driver this morning for May the 4th was playing all the Star Wars soundtracks as I was riding up.
Ah, like this?
I am your father.
I have to bring something up before we go into the weekend.
Weekend!
Mrs. O'Mara has become a little obsessive with a feature on my face.
Oh, you must be referring to your
face. My face. She does not. We're having a bit of a discussion about old man eyebrows. There are
Paul Robeson sang that, didn't he?
Old man eyebrows, those old man eyebrows, they just keep sprouting.
But anyway,
but don't say nothing.
What was the line I heard that old men begin to lose hair on their head and then it pops out in other places?
Exactly.
So I told her, because she loves to come by and pluck out my giant, she'll say things like, that looks like a horn.
Yeah.
And I've got particularly long ones now. Oh, nice hair. God, did you take a shower? Yes. Why does it look like that? Anyway, I'm
internal
just
monologue.
I'm talking to myself when I say it. So I've got the, I was arguing with her that in the great history of people that have been in the courtroom or on television, I've been around. I've actually been around modern attorneys that have the big, bushy, cultivated eyebrows, like Andy Rooney eyebrows.
And, yeah, I don't think his were cultivated. I think his were like, you know, by accident. But yeah, his are huge.
But they're men that have like big, sprouty,
bushy
eyebrows. Yeah. You know,
I wonder what mine would be like because, you know, I shave my head, but I get a proper head shaving probably about every other month. Mm-hmm. I go in.
When do you get your Brazilian wax?
That is on the nines.
Okay. But, daily.
But I remember, I think I was like 30 the first time the barber, without even asking me, took a comb and trimmed my eyebrows. Yes. And so I've, you know, 18 years now, my eyebrows have, and now they use a clipper, so they go real tight. But what troubles me is this, is every time I go in, there's enough eyebrow to cut.
Yeah.
So that means it's growing in 2 months enough that it's like tangible. And Carrie went after me the other day. She says, you got something sticking out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And she came after me. And then nothing feels great like pulling out an eyebrow.
Yeah. It does hurt. She do it with tweezers or
her teeth? Her teeth.
Oh, okay. So.
You know, sexy. Here's the question I would have. And I probably know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
I understand that women go to places to get their eyebrows
done.
Shaped. Tended to. Yeah. I understand how that works, but I also know that in the history of men, that the eyebrow, the big bushy eyebrow, and I still see it with the talking heads on TV. Some of these guys have these big kind of, would it be distinguished? Is there, there's
it's not distinguished to me.
You can get your eyebrow shaped whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the guys that have the big hair, Madam Speaker.
But you know, you bring up an interesting point because like another guy that pops to mind, Sam Waterston. Who is very distinguished when he plays Lincoln and when he plays an authority figure. I think he's got some pretty big caterpillars on his face, too.
You guys are, this is, I don't think you're comparing the two. Your wife just doesn't want you to look like you're an old, disheveled man.
Like he's given up.
Yeah, she
and
wants
I guess
you
that's
to clean,
what it is.
Yes.
I understand that.
You're
Oscar.
No actor.
I'm just saying, if you have them, I just would wonder if they would be.
Albert Einstein. A genius.
More of a mustache
guy. When we see that picture, look at his eyebrows.
No, really? His eyebrows are... If
you didn't know he was a genius, you would have sworn he was in the Funny Farm somewhere.
Such language. Funny Farm.
You know,
Looney Bin.
Yeah, I mean, there's a poster that most college students have of the man looking insane.
Yeah, well, that's the way he looked.
You
he
know
wasn't
who's
big
got
on haircuts.
Huge ones?
Who?
You know who's got you... Hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges. Oh,
yeah, he does.
My. Boy, you look at these things. Look like it landed air. It landed a helicopter right on it.
Mike, in my early 30s, I once in a while would get these long hairs.
Yeah,
not
so much.
Yeah,
and not just in my eyebrows, but on my face.
Do you ever get one on your forehead?
I get one like on the side of my forehead. Really long one. Looks like an alien antenna.
And doesn't it like it happens overnight?
It's
because
embarrassing.
You would think, God, I should have seen that last night.
Now I scan all the time because it's so embarrassing when someone finds it and just yanks it out. And you're like, well, that
I want to be.
Hurt.
There's part of me that understands completely that it's hideous, that it doesn't look good. There's another part of me that wants to be like a character from the movie Dune. I want to I want to.
That would
really
be exciting.
I already have that picture ready to go.
Martin, Abe Vigoda, one of the great eyebrow men. One of the great eyebrow.
Have you had your eyebrows shaped? Now I'm looking at them. They have been.
Well,
you
know, she plucks them, but I have.
She's going too
eyebrows.
Thin on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, you're about three
eyebrows.
Plucks away from looking surprised all day long.
I don't. I'm never going to get them thin. Martin Scorsese.
Oh, he's a great one.
He's another one that has them. Yeah. Sean Connery, big bushy eyebrows.
Old
I'm looking
too,
at
though.
Him right now.
Sean Connery.
Very old. I'm trying.
You're
Andy
only
Rooney.
In your 50s still. You can't retire to the big bushy eyebrow club.
Yeah,
but I would think that if they were big and bushy, they might be a little intimidating.
They're not going to add more character. You're intimidating as it is. Your disposition is intimidating.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I had the big bushy eyebrows, I'd love to like walk up to the movie counter and say, I get the senior citizen discount, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you need to say that.
I get the discount.
Right? Shoot him, Groucho Marx eyebrows.
Will you tell Carla less arch on your eyebrow? Now they're really becoming.
She just
pronounced.
Plucks out the horn. She plucks out the horn. That's what she takes out. I'm really looking, and there aren't a lot of You won't get any older. You won't ever die.
The
Brimley's got him.
Yeah, Brimley
got big bushy ones. Hey, I'm just going through all the pictures.
Brimley's
right
got
now.
Him, Mike.
Brimley's got him. Wilfred.
This is
Wilfred
not. This is nothing to disparage you, but I have. I need to take a picture. If you face Mike in the light, I'll catch what we're talking about. This might be a good show pick.
Okay.
Where
of Rob's
he's got one wild hair pushing out of his eyebrows, like it's the Washington Monument.
Oh, okay.
Let me get up close here.
So this is an
Clooney's
obelisk.
Got some pretty big
obelisk.
Look
on
towards
my
me
face.
A little bit. Look towards me. Oh, there we go. Here we go.
But there's not. Do we have any women in the studio today? Any female interns?
Just Adrian.
Just Adrian. So I just want to get a woman's perspective. There's nothing about big bushy eyebrows that women.
Mike,
find
I'm
going
to send you this picture, right. And you loop tell me.
In
which,
on it.
And I'll loop right. Everybody. It's a group
Thank
text.
You.
All right.
This Good. Is a side view
yes,
of Rob's
this is great.
Eyebrows.
This is a website day of any day because this is a caught in the wild, right?
Yeah, I should. You know what? I should have seen this. Now I feel like I've let you guys down.
No, you haven't. It's a little guy that could become a problem.
It's a little guy.
This
Burt
is what,
Reynolds,
this is
big eyebrow guy in his
big
day,
eyebrow guy.
Yeah, well, that's the least of his problems.
Do
now.
You see the rogue eyebrow hair that the light has caught perfectly within this picture?
All right,
I've sent over to the team.
Okay, just got it.
Please.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, you know what?
I do. That's a big. But Rob's are kind of like mine because Rob doesn't have the big dark eyebrows.
But they
when they go off to the side, really, they could be big.
Well,
and dark.
As I said, you know what happens is that you know if I didn't trim them for a year, God knows.
Mm-hmm. Rob, you have nice skin.
Yeah, thank you.
I just realized that.
Clean living,
up close.
And those are those Warbies that you're wearing this morning?
They are indeed.
Those are nice. Those are nice.
It's like in show business.
Texture.
Thank you.
Showbiz.
That's a showbiz look right there.
I like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicks.
That's terrific. I don't see.
Look
I'm
me up
to
on the
celebrity.
Gram.
Oh, Sean Penn. Sean Penn, another eyebrow guy. Sean Penn is another eyebrow guy.
You know what? There's a common thread. A lot of these people, I think, have perhaps personal issues as well.
Yeah, but can I say you might be right because you know who the grand poobah is of eyebrows today?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Big
bushy eyebrows to intimidate with the look. That's what he's got.
I don't
there,
feel
hey.
That it's intimidating. I don't.
It can't. I think it can be. I think it can work really, really well. And,
if you have caterpillars above your eyes, I think insane.
Yeah, I do too.
Right?
But
yeah.
Don't you think a little you wouldn't be, it would keep you off guard and stuff? Well, it's not going to matter because Carla's still going to take tweezers to mine and she doesn't shave. She doesn't cut. She plucks.
Well, why don't you, when you trim your beard, why don't you just run your clipper with like a one over your eyebrow?
I did that. I did that.
That's
once,
what I do occasionally.
I did that, and I went out. Carla cracked up, spit her bagel out because I looked like powder. Because I because I took them all off.
Okay, do you have a guide
completely.
On your clip?
Number
on your
two,
trimmer?
Number two.
Yeah,
maybe
I have a guide. I still took
one.
Them off. Mine was set to number 5 for my beard, and I took it, and it got. Everything for some reason it stood up the
angle.
Hair.
It was
and
the
I,
angle,
and I came out, and I seriously, I looked like one of the robots, like going in for work on Westworld. That's what I looked like when I came out. It was not becoming. It was not becoming at all.
It happens to all of us, Mike.
Yeah,
it happens.
Oh,
all
you know,
of us.
You know who really tweezes his? It looks like Sly Stallone really does some work on it.
Yeah.
His.
Hey.
Oh my.
My wife attempted to tweeze my eyebrows,
yeah.
And I said, "I'm not playing that game yet." Like, it's too painful. Take any wild hairs. Take any of the monuments out. I'm good with the rest.
Does your barber
go
trim
into
them?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna go into the salon next week, and I'm gonna ask for the. I'll ask for the Pamela Anderson. That's what I'm gonna ask for when I go in there. And then I'll show you guys on Monday, and we'll see. What happens.
Can't wait.
With that. Should be very, very special.
Are they gonna draw them on afterwards? That we're gonna go for next.
I think so. That's what she does. I'd like just a pencil line with a little bit of surprise.
And yeah, but do one higher than the other and say that you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. And or just walk into any restaurant down here and just go, "Do you have a reservation for me?" Should be interesting. We'll see what happens. We'll take a break. And hey, guess what Friday means? It's the Entrepreneur of the Year and his take on everything.
It's an award-winning take, Mike.
It's an award-winning, it's Oscar's award-winning take.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that, and we'll do that right after this. I met a strange lady. The
arms of the age. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, they work every day to make you laugh, and they ask for very little in return. One thing you can do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click that Amazon link at the top every time you want to buy something. I mean, just the other day, I had to buy more dog poop bags, and I went to Amazon directly. Then, I thought of Beluga, his poor blind bug eyes squinting as he does his business, and I thought, do it for Beluga. Click that Amazon wonderful. Link at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Right.
And let him know you care.
And that's interesting because we've got an Amazon commercial right now.
Ah.
So I have to ask, what is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob?
I work with iPads all day long. Here in the studio, I have these huge iPad mounts. And you know what? They're great, but they don't work when you're out and about or at your home. I found
huge
the best
eyebrow pad.
I found the best iPad stand out there. It is under $16. It swivels. It's absolutely sturdy. Holds any size iPad, and it is rated 5 stars on Amazon.
Great.
It's the best.
Is
we use them
one
here as well.
You've got in there right now?
No, these are too big. These are good for here, but you can't move them around. This has got great non-skid feet. It'll sit anywhere and stay there.
Oh, all right.
That's awesome.
My feet are non-skid, too. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the iPad stands and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. And we thank you. Yes, and now it's time for Oscars Day.
Hey, Oscars take, my
the
man.
The award-winning review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscars
take. Oscars take!
You figured it out yet?
Yeah.
Oscar, 70% of Americans plan to celebrate Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, but only 10% of us know what we're celebrating. The most common answer in a new poll was that it's Mexican Independence Day, which is wrong, sir. Just 1 in 10 knew it's actually the anniversary of Mexico's victory over France at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. What is your take on this, Oscar Santana?
Gentlemen, I am a part of the Rube Nation that did not know that it was not about the Independence Day. And I'll tell you this. I learned at a younger age when I spent Cinco de Mayo with my father in Cancun, Mexico.
Ah.
And there was a celebration going on. And I said, wow, Mexican Independence Day. My dad hit me on the head. He said, no, son. Don't be ignorant. This is not about drinking because of independence. It's drinking because of a victory over a battle. And I said, all right. Thank you, for hitting me on the head and then drinking a Corona with me at Senor Frog's.
That's a great place. I've been there.
Yes.
Oscar had his eyes on the big, giant drinky poo. Oscar, Kylie Jenner may be the youngest of the Kardashian-Jenner girls, but she's easily the most influential, and she can back it up. A social media insights firm crunched some numbers, and they have decided that Kylie's posts, her posts on social media, are worth $1 million each, making her the most influential celebrity on social media. In other words, every time she pimps a product on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter, that product gets the equivalent of $1 million in advertising.
Wow.
She is the first member of her family to reach that level. Beyoncé was number one last year at $1 million, but her value must have gone down a little bit.
Any mention of Beyoncé's sister?
What's her name?
Solange.
Bonjour.
Allô. Bonjour. Gentlemen, call it what you will. I would hope that one day, and I don't think it's ever going to happen, we talk about a teacher or a doctor or they had an award-winning scientist on 60 Minutes last week that has the same type of influence on the world's
youth. Yeah, that
literally
can modify genes.
Genetic code.
Genetic modifications.
CRISPR.
To prevent disease. It's called CRISPR.
Yes.
And nobody talked about it because we are a nation of dullards.
That's us.
So my hope is that one day we celebrate these scientists that aren't looking for fame may find fortune within the research.
Mm-hmm.
But as of today, that is true that, and if Kylie on her own, you know, she had a second, third mover advantage where the template was set for her at a very young age.
Right.
Yep.
So absolutely, for her to accomplish this isn't necessarily her level of effort. She just was able to follow in her sister's footsteps.
Yeah. She just lies there and looks good and, you know, does her eyebrows. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
The internet Oscar is majorly divided right now on what the H stands for in IMHO. Okay, I don't know why it's divided. Once again, this falls into the whole Jenner thing. Why? Because we're stupid? It's not in my honest opinion, or but it's in my humble opinion.
Of course. Right.
Right.
That's what I've always thought.
Honest or humble, it really does make a difference in the tone of how you're using I. Why is it in my humble opinion? In
that's
my
what
humble
it is.
Opinion, you're saying that's my opinion. BuzzFeed put up a poll, and after more than 150,000 votes, honest is leading humble 60 to 40. We're just getting dumber and dumber. It's a classic old expression. What this is Oscar's take.
I know. I'm sorry. Then I have to bite my tongue because I have a counter at the end if you don't bring it up.
Oh, no problem.
Yes.
This is just strange. What's your take on
gentlemen,
this? I apologize for hijacking.
It's fine.
Yours.
It's
Oscar's take.
It's your classic seek and sought. I mean, you could use either.
That's
they
not right.
They seek me out. They sought me out. Mm-hmm. Really, two different things. But you know what? You know what they mean.
All right. Well, how about this then? I hate to jump in here, but
that was a bunt.
If it's IMHO,
I'm haunted by seek and sought. And sought.
How about this?
Take it away, Rob.
If it's IMHO, in my honest opinion, then why do we even have TBH? To be honest, they're separate.
How about using words? You lazy f**ks.
I don't use words.
I
don't
like
use
that.
These
I
things.
Like that.
All right.
No, that's good. He's not
hey, you know what he
you,
did? He caught it.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. He saved it. That's wonderful.
Saved it. Seek and saw. I stand by it.
Oscar, let's see here. The jock strap worn by Russell Crowe in 2005's Cinderella Man, the boxing movie, was put on display Wednesday in all its glory at one of the world's few remaining Blockbuster stores in Anchorage, Alaska.
How much were you drinking when you made this story up?
In an attempt to bring more customers to the branch, this has to do with John Oliver, who bid on some of Russell Crowe's divorce stuff.
Yeah.
And earlier this year, he decided to auction off a lot of his belongings, included but not limited to the named seatbacks used by Crowe and Denzel Washington on the set of American Gangster, the vest he wore in Les Miserables, the hoodie he wore in Robin Hood. Was he in Robin Hood? I didn't know he was in Robin Hood.
Hmm.
John Oliver, the host of Last Week Tonight, swooped in and bid $7,000 for the jockstrap. And several other items as well, which they then packed up and sent to the aforementioned Blockbuster to help bring more customers through the door.
So
John
twisted.
Oliver did that. I welcome your take, Oscar Santana.
Guys, this does not pass the sniff test.
Ew!
Because it just seems like, while I love John Oliver and his shtick is great, and paying $7K for a jockstrap is comedic in its own right.
Right.
The idea that now it's being used to pull people into a store.
Right,
right.
You could have buy the chariot from Gladiator, right? Mm-hmm, buy something like that. That is a showpiece people want to see.
Right.
And hey, what does it say about your business if you got a jockstrap to pull people in?
Things are tight.
Honey, we're going to rent Pretty Woman and we're going to go sniff Russell Crowe's jockstrap tonight from Cinderella Man. Yes, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, researchers from the University of Michigan surveyed about 1,000 U.S. adults between ages 65 and 80 and found that 40% of the respondents, 40%, were having sex. People on the younger end of the spectrum were more likely than older people to be sexually active. 46% of those aged 65 to 70 reported having sex, compared to 25% of the 76 to 80-year-olds.
Wow.
I throw this out at you because I really don't have an opinion on it. I don't know.
God, it's tough for me to answer this because I live a life without passion.
Your soul is full of gadgets.
My soul is full of gadgets from absolutely. Tiny bits.
A little bit.
I have tiny bits. I think people that talk about their sex life really don't have the type of sex life they have.
So you think they're lying?
I think they're lying. I think that anybody that's really paying their taxes at that level, it doesn't matter what age demographic you're in, that if you're really full of passion and having that much sex, and this goes for women and men, you're not having that much sex. You're overcompensating for something else.
And does does the offhand comment does that apply to this too, or is
maybe
it just,
maybe
with each other?
I think they really probably should have surveyed 47-year-olds.
That's Oscar's.
Oscar's
take,
yes.
If you're doing it, keep it to yourself, or else we don't believe you.
Yeah, Grandpa.
This is very exciting because Rob Spiewak has actually gone organic with the Audio Ball.
No
He's
GMOs.
Been in his garden, and he uses. You're using Linus's poo to actually create these sounds.
Sticks.
Right?
Yes, he likes to call them sticks.
Also, Mike, I composted all of my turkey skin. into a rich fertilizer.
Yeah, after he took it out of the sandwich. We'll take a break, and we will be right back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
There are so many questions. The oversleeping.
I know.
And you see. Your sister, her sister
did you
already
ever
at work.
Ask the question, why are you late?
I didn't because I didn't want to get involved. I wanted to stay as focused in the show as possible because all this was happening while we were on the show doing the program. But
all right.
I will get to the bottom of it tonight.
What's going
to
be, what is the punishment here?
This has to be discussed with his mother. And
what do you want it to be?
Mine would be probably 5 days of no Oscar on the show.
No, I'm serious.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Go at each other like a couple of Rottweilers. welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Spring is here. Yay. Pretty soon the weather will be hotter than a $2 pistol. Luckily, we've got your comedic cool down. It's called the TMOS Bonus Show. Every week you can depend on an extra hour of TMOS fun, uncensored and sans commercial. Prepare for the humidity with our stupidity. It's so hot in D.C. today, Oscar just saw a squirrel putting ice on his nuts. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. That's an old Carson joke.
Letterman used as well. I just thought it'd be nice to bring it back.
The TMOS Bonus Show, now with the exciting flavor of fresh clams and aged brie. Yum. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let's make the TMOS Bonus Show grow like Chris Berman at a serve-yourself Sunday bar. Chris Berman. So please quit sucking.
Back.
We thank you.
Back. I want nuts.
Let's go to the audio vault and Rob Spiewak, take it away.
We oft discuss the men of Florida and the women of Florida and the things they do.
We sure do.
But how about a little love to North Carolina?
Oh, that's a fun state too. Mm. I love driving through it. Not.
So there's this guy and he bought a scratcher lottery ticket. And he won $100,000.
Wow.
And you know what he did with it?
What did he do?
He bought a helicopter.
Ooh.
But here's the thing.
Get a helicopter that cheap.
It's a single seater. It's called a Mosquito XE. And I saw it online. It looks about like a $100,000 helicopter. But here's the thing. He don't know how to fly no helicopter.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
So
Charlie.
It sat in his yard for a while until the day came that he flew it. But he hadn't taken any lessons or anything. Here's some recap from the fire department and some of his neighbors. He was okay. He walked away with just a few scratches, okay? Okay.
He was able to crawl away from the crash before it was engulfed in flames.
Man bought a helicopter. He woke up one day and was like, today's the day I'm identified as a pilot. Bought a helicopter, and hell, I can't tell a man what to do on his own property. Oh, I knew it was going down. You don't see somebody bouncing a helicopter around the yard and think, oh, man, this guy's going to make it.
Pilot was very fortunate that he was did not receive injuries more severe than he did.
God was watching out for him. That's all I can say.
He was okay.
God was watching
out
for him.
How the F do you... you can't... People can't fly drones that fly themselves on the first time.
He says, I want $100,000. I'm buying a helicopter.
There should be rules when you win the lottery.
Yeah, there should be.
You can't do certain things.
Okay, there's other ways to get money. Like, let's say you're in Indiana and you're driving down the street and you look and the highway is literally covered in $20 bills. Ooh. A Brinks truck, they did not fasten the door.
Man.
Wow. And I saw a video of this. We're about to hear from it. $600,000 in $20 bills fell out of the Brinks truck and is just blowing around the highway. Everyone
was the helicopter
stopped.
Anywhere near that?
No, the helicopter was not near
couldn't
that.
Make it to the scene.
It was burning in the yard.
I get it. All
but
right, very good.
Here's a lady that's actually, and the video is amazing. It looks like a movie. There's just money rolling around in the street.
Bank trucks just dropped all this money and people just came out here and was getting hella money. The police is here now. Look at all this money on the floor.
Floor, the road.
Look at all this money. You should have seen people was getting off school buses getting this. They all 20s. All this money right here. This man came and got a bag of money, y'all. Look. All this money is on the
off
highway.
Off the floor.
Yeah, off the floor.
Look.
My favorite floor is I-95 North. The Indiana State Police have issued a statement that any money found is stolen. And if you harbor that money, you are in trouble, and you can go to any Indiana Police Department and turn in your money, and you will no prices.
It ain't marked. It ain't in sequence.
Yeah, keep it.
That's why you have insurance.
That's right.
Good thing she filmed herself.
It is a good thing she filmed herself. Instead of, I mean, there was a creek, and I watched $6,000 just float by during this video. It was striking. God, all right. Is her name Micah Brzezinski?
Mika.
Forgive me.
Mika is the host of Morning Joe.
She got on the gram. She hopped on the Instagram.
Of Joe Scarborough.
And posted a video of her and her pet pig. She has a pot-bellied pig. And she loved petting the pig. But she petted the pig for a long time. Tell me when this starts to feel awkward.
Hi, beautiful. Do you want a tummy rub? Okay. And there is a tummy rub happening. Sorry, Joe, I'm busy. I gotta give her a tummy rub, and when she wants a tummy rub, that's just the way it is. Look at her. She loves it. She loves it. It's a hot day. You gotta have a tummy rub, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's enough, Mika.
Yeah. Got a girl. This is like a good birthday present to get, to be able to give her a tummy rub. Oh, I love it.
It's gonna break
this
off.
This is my Christmas present. Okay. He's now giving me a birthday present.
Sounds like me when I get a foot rub.
Full circle. Mm-hmm. Mm, do you hear?
No, it's we're stupid. Yeah,
a little more to the right. Is that enough? Should I stop now?
Poor Joe.
I can't imagine anybody would stay on to watch this.
Actually, the weird thing about it.
Helping the cause, Mika. Another great video. Yeah, you're doing bitching about Michelle Wolf was not enough. You did that too. Way to go, Mika. Help that cause. Yes,
I really should paint a better picture. That grunting was not the pig. The grunting was Joe Scarborough. Our passive aggressive award of the week goes to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who went on Fox and Friends and finally replied to Michelle Wolf, who we just mentioned.
Oh, exciting.
And here's how she chose to go with it.
I think that that evening says a whole lot more about her than it does about me. The people that were my friends before that evening are my friends today. And I hope that she can find some of the same happiness that we all have, because I think she may need a little bit more of that in her life, because the rest of us here are doing great.
Passive aggressive.
Oh, Sarah, we know the truth is you ain't so happy with your smoky eye. You're a sad girl. You gotta go out of life for the press every day. We know you're miserable. That's why you say you're happy. The opposite thing is happening to Sarah. I don't know how happy Michelle Wolf is, but we know you so, Sarah.
Santa clown. All right. I root for Bill Hader. I like that new show he has on HBO. And
I got to start watching that more, because the show looks great.
And
it really, really does.
We know and we love the fact that he does an impression of Keith Morrison on Dateline, right?
The best.
But
absolutely the best.
He was on Kimmel and he whipped out the fact he also does Josh Mankiewicz. He loves these murder shows. Check this out.
I love true crime shows. Keith Morrison has that real folksy kind of way of talk. He's like, You saw your father shot in the face.
So funny.
Well, that must have been a while. And, the other people on it I love is Josh Mankiewicz. Josh Mankiewicz is the best, because he kind of has a
stuffy nose.
He's always in Aruba.
It's like the guy killed someone in Cabo San Lucas. That's mine.
Like he always gets the best. He always says you could have a drinking game with this. Every time he'll do this.
He goes, so you found a dead. Now most people, when they find a dead body in their house, they call 911. You didn't do that, did you?
So, listen, I got to get out of here and stroke my pig. But that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's
congratulations,
it,
Oscar.
Congratulations, thank Oscar. You. Congratulations to everybody on TMOS for 2,000 shows. We'll be back Monday with 2001, A Show Odyssey. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show sent to Mike O'Mara's show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Time for gun safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana, award-winning, and Rob Spiewak, also daughter award-winning.
Thank you.
This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.